Annie in Rathcoole. Morning, Annie.
Good morning, Stephen. Well, Stephen, fortunately for me, I came out of the bomb on Friday. I was in the middle of the town, my husband and I. My daughter was getting married on September, and my husband went in to collect a suit for the wedding because he was getting it made in Tailorfit, and I'm sure anyone of my age knows where Tailorfit was. And we had parked our car up in his mother's house up in Cumberland Street in the Shankill and walked down. And we were just past the depot, the bus depot, whenever the bomb went off. And we were just down onto Royal Avenue. And that, I'll never forget it. And I mean, I say thank God I got home to my four children. But I felt so sorry for that man who was left to rear his wee family and to be told that his wife didn't need any compensation or anything. She was just a person who didn't work but reared her children, and she wasn't even worth consideration. And congratulations to him for the way his family come out of that. And I thought, when I saw them all on the TV, I thought, good luck to them.
Annie, that's Hugh O'Hare you're talking about. And yes, he was in last night's documentary. Yes. Let's just hear him from the film. He lost his wife, Margaret, in the bombings. Let's have a listen.
For Hugh, the strict rules of the compensation system added to his grief.
Because Margaret had no income, she was deemed to be no loss. She would have got compensation for injury. But because she was killed, had no income, no compensation. I just feel, if you want to call it an insult to Margaret's memory, that everybody just passed it by as if she had no meaning in life. It wasn't pounds, shillings and pence. It was just the sheer disregard for human life.
There was a compensation payment in the end.
I got paid for the money. It was blown to pieces.
So, Annie, obviously one of the prevailing thoughts from that contribution from Hugh O'Hare, he got paid for his car,
but
no compensation for his wife.
Well, my children could have been left in the same situation because I didn't work. I was rearing my four children, and they could have been left in the same. And I thought, how heartless to think that a woman who has reared her children was worth nothing. A car was worth whatever. But at the same time, that bomb was placed, these bombs were placed and killed innocent civilians. We were not involved in the war. We were only there to have our children and try to live a life and live through what had happened.
What do you make, Annie, of the silence from the Republican community?
Exactly.
What do you make, Annie, of if you remember, you know, when Republicans, many nationalists will be, and over the last lot of years we've heard them on programmes like this, and they are demanding answers for the likes of Bloody Sunday, etc., 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 demanding that people speak out. And today they are silent.
Yeah.
No Republican would take part in that documentary last night.
No.
A landmark documentary. Nobody would take part. What does that say?
Well, what does that say? Because they were responsible for killing innocent people that day, they blamed the army and the police. They always had to have somebody to blame it on. It was never their fault.
And we have asked Sinn Féin this morning, would they like to speak in the radio this morning? I tell you what, if we ask them if they like to speak about Bloody Sunday, they're on within seconds.
Well,
nobody from Sinn Féin wants to talk today.
Well, as I said, they planted the bombs, but they wanted someone else to blame. And I will never forget the horror of those wee soldiers in Royal Avenue that day, because some of them were only 18, 19 years of age, and they didn't know where to put the people. We were in Belfast that day when the very first bomb went off, and we didn't get home to our house till 8 o'clock that night. My children were out of their mind, for they didn't know where we were. They knew we were in Belfast. They didn't know whether we had been hurt or anything else. And although we had a phone at home, no matter where they phoned, nobody could give them information. And that's what happened. And children were left without that wee boy, that Reverend Parker's son. I had met the Reverend Parker years ago. And when I thought of that wee boy running up and down the shops trying to get people out, you know, the heroes were the children and the innocent people that day, Stephen.